The Vice President designate Kwesi Emesa-Arthur is scheduled to appear before the Appointments Committee of Parliament on Monday. The majority leader, Cletus Avoca, told Radio Ghana that after a meeting of the committee yesterday, it was decided that it vet Mr. Emesa-Arthur in order to approve his nomination. He says, looking at the urgency with which the vacuum of the Vice President is to be filled, it behoves the House to fast-track the procedure for examining the nominee for the second highest office of the land. He spoke to Augustus Akwe.
As Parliament, we appreciate the dignity of the office of the Vice President. So the Appointments Committee met after the referral from Madam Speaker and have decided that Ghana has attained a lot of international acclamation for its democratic credentials and good governance. In the same spirit, it would be prudent for them to exhibit some transparency and legitimacy for the office of Vice President. The President has nominated somebody who is not going for election now with him. So it is important that the people representatives, in line with the spirit of the Constitution, will do some scrutiny of the nominee to satisfy the aspirations of people that, in fact, it is the people's representatives who have assessed him, evaluated him, scrutinized him, and found him to be competent and suitable for the job. It is against this background that the Appointments Committee has decided that, yes, they will follow the procedure for appointment of all officials, except that this one, it won't be elaborate. It won't be elaborate in the sense that they are going to advertise or publicize for people to submit any information they have about the nominee. And then on Monday, the Appointments Committee will sit in public and then vet him and then present a report to the House either that day or the following day. And as I said, that is a shortcut as compared to where they would have taken about 2 weeks to wait for memoranda and then other information from the public before they fix a date for hearing. And then after that, it takes about 3 days or 1 week before they present a report, which might have lasted 2 weeks or 1 month. So we are hoping that now that there's goodwill on the part of all of us in this House, and having in mind the circumstances we find ourselves now, the mood we find ourselves now, the spirit of cooperation, and then the habit making it democratic is prevailing in the House.
Mr. Avoca noted that due diligence has gone into the decision to vet the vice presidential nominee so as to guide future parliaments.
This is the first time that we've lost a sitting president, and then a vice president has to go up as president and then nominate somebody to take over his place. So that is why we are taking time to fashion our acceptable standards, acceptable procedure that will take into account the spirit and letter of the Constitution, that will take into account the efficient manner we have done the transition or the transformation thus far, that will take into account the positive image that Ghana has achieved as a result of the process that we have gone through all these years and recently. So we are looking at it in all fronts. We make sure that we satisfy the constitutional provisions as well as the standard orders, having at the back of our mind that we shouldn't do anything untoward that will undermine the dignity of the office and the person holding that office.
The executive brought this to the legislature. Now, have you communicated the decision you have taken to the executive and what has been their response?
No, it's not normal for us to communicate this type of thing to the executive. It's when we take a decision at the end of the day that we will let the executive know. But if they want to find out what procedure we are going to adopt, we can put that into the, we can assist them with that information. It's not a secret anyway.
Majority Leader Cletus Avoca in that interview with Augustus Akwe. Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, thinks there is no merit in subjecting the Vice President designate to public vetting. He says the Constitution is silent on subjecting the candidate to parliamentary vetting, let alone a public one. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
I don't think that there is any merit in that. If you ask my personal position, I would think that Parliament is just going to approve him, and that's all. If you read carefully in the Constitution of Ghana, it does not say that the nominee should appear for even parliamentary vetting. It's amazing when I listen to some of the commentary, people asking about his clout, his qualification, and what have you. You have to be a citizen of Ghana. You have to be 40 years of age. You have to be of sound mind. He didn't tell somebody that you have to have a PhD. You have to be an economics. And so when people are saying that his qualification and competences, he could be one of our people chosen from the farm to come and be vice president, will you say that he's not qualified? So when I listen to others talking about his qualifications, I'm wondering what qualification they are talking about. because the Constitution of Ghana did not talk about educational qualification as basis for one to ascend to a high office in this country. It is not a technocratic thing. The other important thing that all of us have to come to point is that, look, this nation is governed by laws, and we have seen our parliament time without number. Even when it comes to the vetting of deputy ministerial and ministers, it's pathetic. So I just think that, look, once again, another public show. Let them bring TV cameras, let them expend state resources, and we just see the face of the man, and that is it. His competences and capabilities, we are not contesting him or he's not contesting elections in the first place. Secondly, he's just vice president of Ghana. Which of us in the political parties is able to say that he's automatic selection for running mate for 2012?
PNC General Secretary Bernard Mona, the national organizer of the NDC, Yaboah Tingjan, says the party has no problem with the nomination of Fa Kwesi and Mr. Arthur as vice president, as portrayed by sections of the media. Speaking with Agatha Samoa on Behind the News, Mr. Yaboah Tingjan said the party has no say in the process or choice, adding that currently the party is concentrating on the approval of President Mahama as flag bearer in September and not who is selected as vice president.
We do not have any problem with the nomination of Akibi Amisaka as the vice president for now. And people are just misconstruing what some of us have been telling the public. Constitutionally, the president is mandated to get somebody to fill the vacuum. Having he been the former vice president, you know, elevated to that high position of the president of this land, the constitution, as the constitution prescribed, has to do. Now, after he has nominated somebody, I think everybody knows that that person should appear before parliament for approval. What the party needs to do now is that we've gone to a neck meeting. We have proposed that he will be our flag bearer. Then we have slated before either 1st September or before 1st September to call a congress to rectify the proposal that NEC had made. And after we have endorsed him as our flag bearer, then of course our constitution also mandating name somebody as his running mate, then of course we will also deliberate over that issue and come in to endorse that person as his running mate. So as it is now, the national constitution mandates the president to choose somebody to serve as the vice president. That is exactly what he has done. And not until we have endorsed him as our flag bearer, we the party do not even have any say whatsoever as to who is to be his running mate. That is exactly the case.
National organizer of the NDC, Yaboah Tingjan.